Welcome to the Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Christine Mills. On the Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast, I feature entrepreneurs while I discuss ways you can grow your business today. Step onto the veranda, get a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's talk shop. Let's do this. Hi, welcome to Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, I'm so excited to have Cara Dorazio from CGM Fitness Incorporated join us today. Cara is both a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor who seeks to give you the total fitness experience in minimal time by activating every muscle group in each class. She has over 20 years of experience and is certified through the American College of Sports Medicine, which is the most rigorous and respected certification of the industry. Welcome to the show, Cara.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Christine.
Yes, I'm so excited about your background. Also, because you started this company when everybody was making bread, you were introducing fitness. So we're going to start this journey just talking about how you got started in this, how you started your company.
Okay. So do you want me to go into that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I have been a certified personal trainer for the last, let's see, I started in 2005. I started with that one-on-ones, and I was working for corporate gyms till about 2015. So 10 years of back and forth in, like, smaller gyms. And then I started working in luxury gyms in 2015, 10 years it took me to get into, like, big bucks, but luxury gyms. And then in 2020, the pandemic hit. So all the gyms closed. At that point, I did have private clients that I was traveling to their homes, but also that was kind of shut down too. So I said, how am I going to, you know, still teach my group fitness classes and train my clients? So I started doing a lot of online training in 2020. At that point, I was not incorporated yet. I had my own business, but it was a sole proprietorship. So I incorporated kind of right in the beginning of 2020, and I took classes. I ran them online on Zoom so I could have multiple people come on at the same time. And then as far as my one-on-ones, I also had them online as well. And then now, years later, people want that in person again. So I see my one-on-ones in person. We built a studio in our two-car garage. We turned it into a fitness studio. It's a great size, not big enough to run full-blown classes, so I still have to give my classes with multiple people online. There's just no way to do those in person. But as far as seeing my one-on-ones, they have the option to come to me or keep with it online, and I kind of have a half-and-half audience for it. Half want to be in person, half want to be stay online.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. You know, like a lot of people were introduced to online training because of necessity during COVID. And I'm one of those people. I still do Peloton because mm-hmm. you start saying, well, you know, I kind of like working out from home. And then others were just itching to get back into the gym. So
right.
You've had years of working in fitness. How did your fitness journey begin?
So my personal fitness journey, I started working out when I was probably like 18. So we're talking like 22 years ago. I actually was there quite often at the gym. I started when I was in college. So I would do all my studies, go right to the gym. So the manager ended up coming up to me while I was at the gym and said, you know, you're here 5-6 days a week, you might as well just get your personal training certification.
Oh, wow.
And then you can start working here. And at first I was like, I don't know. I've got a lot of studies going on. That's a lot for me. But I'm so glad I did it because I ended up not going for what I studied in college. I actually studied childhood education. And I just, by that senior year of college, I was like, I did all these years in this, but I'm not really feeling this. So then I pursued the fitness after that. I ended up like going into so many other avenues like bar, Pilates. But at first I was just doing general strength-based cardio workouts. And then as the years went by, I started working out with different modalities myself, you know, learning how to do bar, learning Pilates, kettlebell, TRX. There's just so many different modalities to get into on your own and then teach them as well.
Yeah, that's fascinating that you never gave up, even over these years, and you started exploring different facets of fitness. And kudos for you, like, starting out when you're 18 years old and keeping it up. I know that you really cater to busy professionals and mothers and just individuals who are managing hectic schedules. How do you encourage those people not to give up? I know you haven't given up, but, you know, once parenting may come in to the equation or jobs may take a lot out of us, how do you encourage busy people to just keep working out?
I always say, and I give these on my on-demands online as well, if you can't commit to doing a full-blown 50-minute workout, because my live classes are 50 minutes and my personal training sessions tend to be 45, and that might be too much for some people to commit to. Like, honestly, not everybody can do a 45-minute workout, like, time-wise. So commit to less time, and the person will probably be more apt to show up. Instead of a 50-minute workout, maybe a 25-minute workout. So I started incorporating those on my on-demand section because I had a demand for it. People were asking, hey, is there any way, instead of just all 50-minute workouts that you post on demand, that maybe like a couple times a week or one day a week to post 25-minute workouts? So I've been filming those. I put up one a week. And I feel like people tend to like stick with that more with the shorter workouts. They could commit to it a little, even if they did 12 minutes in the morning and another 12 minutes at night. Most people have 12 minutes a day because a lot of people are scrolling on social media, and they could take the scroll on social media and do the workout instead. Or like if they have a walking pad or a treadmill, scroll as they're walking or on the, you know, on the treadmill. Now those walking pads came out. Like, you can literally be doing work as you're on that walking pad, and they're so small and portable.
Yeah, you're right. You can have it right on your desk at work and walk while you're working.
Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, and as the weather gets nice, people tend to go outside, walk the dog, but also finding a format that the person really enjoys is important, because I have clients that absolutely hate like HIIT workouts, and that same person might love bar. Then another person might hate bar and love doing HIIT. So I also really encourage like finding the format that works for you and that you truly look forward to. Because if you're not going to look forward to it, you're probably not going to show up and do it, even if it's a shorter one.
That's true. You're absolutely right. And the beauty about your background is that you're proficient in so many of these conditioning techniques, bar, Pilates, TRX, kettlebell. So you also have created the Let's Lengthen, Elongate, Tone, and Stretch. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, I trademarked Let's Work, L-E-T-S, with periods in between. It's an acronym for Lengthen, Elongate, Tone, Stretch. Work is spelled W-E-R-Q. So it is a hybrid of bar, Pilates, and low-impact cardio. So the participant is sweating during it. We are using light weights, though. We're just using 2 or 3 pound weights. So if the person has injuries, like, it's injury-friendly. And then we do a ton of Pilates abdominals in there as well. And I like to give modifications in all of my workouts. So if there is an injury somewhere on the body, usually knees, shoulders tend to be the most common injuries. So when we're doing those kind of things like squats and lunges, I'm always giving the modified version. If they can't do a full-blown bent knee lunge, if they can't raise their arms over their head, there's always a modification for the participant to take.
So that's great, because if you live long enough, you will have some kind of injury, unfortunately.
Yes.
So that's
yep.
really good that it's friendly towards different types of injuries. Now I'm going to pivot to your business side. So I admire the fact that you didn't get stuck. You know, you you were able to pivot. First, you pivoted from different fitness. You went to luxury gyms and then also private clients. And then COVID happened. And mm-hmm. then you changed your whole business model. What was that like for you?
It was a little scary at first because I was just so used to always having that gym to back me up. Even though I had my private clients, mm-hmm. I still had that gym to back me up, you know, and now it's just all, I do it all by myself. I don't think I could go back, especially not with one-on-one. I wouldn't be able to go back to a gym and train my clients one-on-one. It was a lot, you know, you had to split the fee with the gym. And now I'm just so used to like being able to charge and live my life on my schedule. Would yes. I ever go back to another gym and, you know, teach a few classes? Maybe I would consider that. But primarily I would be working still for myself. I don't think I could change it. So yeah, it was scary at first. But now I see how much more freedom that I have, not having bosses breathing over my neck, not having to find coverage for a class. If I'm going away, I can simply just cancel and give them on demands to do. It is mm-hmm. a lot simpler for me now.
So, but you, I know I love how you say on demand. And, you know, like
yeah.
3-4 years ago, you didn't really have that. What was that situation like to create your videos? Did you have a fear initially of recording yourself? Because I speak with a lot of entrepreneurs, and I'm one of them, that, like, mm-hmm. when I think of going on video, I'm like, I have to be perfect, and, you know, I have to
yeah.
do the right thing. How did you get past that fear? Did you create a studio for the recorded videos as well initially?
Yeah, so at first when I did not have the garage that we created into our two-car garages to the fitness studio. I was using my living room, but we had just moved into this home. We actually just closed on this house weeks before COVID happened. So it kind of worked out because I had an empty living room. So I used the living room as my studio. We did not fill it with furniture at first. The whole thing was just an empty space. So that was my studio that I recorded from. I think after time, I just got so used to being on camera, and I'm very social media oriented, like every single day I'm doing stories, talking to my audience. So now it's just like a normal part of life to be on the camera.
Awesome. That's awesome. You know, I have another question. What surprised mm-hmm. you the most about your journey of being an entrepreneur, going back to when you were 18 years old and you were exploring fitness and then now you have your business, you have your clients, you have recorded workouts, you have a membership. Mm-hmm. What surprised you the most about this journey?
I think that I could work from home and do this. I never thought in a million years that I'd be able to primarily work from my own home. I was traveling sometimes, I'm not exaggerating, 100 miles a day I was driving because I worked for 3 different gyms. It was the same corporate gym, but they had 3 locations on Long Island. And I was traveling. I would only travel to the client's homes because I didn't have a space for them to come to. And online training wasn't a thing back then. So between driving to the 3 gyms and the client's homes, 100 miles a day easily. And I couldn't see how it would ever change. Like, I just couldn't see the end in my head that I'm like, how am I ever going to switch this, that I don't have to travel as much? And I didn't see the light. I really couldn't. So I am very surprised that in fitness, I could work from home. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. And I love that you can work from anywhere as well.
Right.
That's awesome. Now, as a tell us a little bit about yourself. I know I went right into your business, right into your journey. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit about Carol when she was younger. Were you into sports at all? Were those like the breadcrumbs that led you to this point?
Believe it or not, I was not into sports. I actually hated gyms growing up. I was the one that, like, if they kicked the kickball to me, threw the dodgeball at me, I was running away from it, pick last for the team. I didn't like it. So I think because I had that experience, I wanted to be stronger. Like, getting into college, I'm like, I want to be tough. I want to be stronger. I don't want to be the one that was, you know, picked last for the team. So, well, I'm still not in, I don't play sports. I definitely love watching them now, and I never used to. So that it gave me a new appreciation for that. But no, I was actually a musician, which definitely helped me teach the group fitness, because the group fitness classes are all based on the beat of the music. I am one of those people that teaches to the 8 count that is always on the beat. So the music background helped me a lot with the group fitness music component to it, to teach on that downbeat. So that kind of led me in that way, like being a performer and like standing up in front of groups of people. But yeah, I was never, like, I did not get into the working out until like literally college age, 18, didn't do any of it in high school. And I'm glad I did, because I don't know where I would have been now, probably teaching, but not in the elementary schools, what I went for, but I can't see myself being all that happy with it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I know that your website has a ton of testimonials about how you've helped lots of women. Do you have any favorite ones that sticks out to you that you're like, you know, when that happened, you felt really great that, you know, you were a part of that journey?
Oh, there's so many different clients over the years that I feel like I've helped them get into it. I had one woman who she was very, really deconditioned. She had gastric bypass. She really had a hard time moving, but she is still, she's probably one of my biggest successes. She's still training to this day, and her quality of life is just so much better, like how she moves, how she can get up, sit down, lay down on the bed without pain. So I want to say that, but there's just been so many people over the years. I actually train a 9-year-old boy now too, which I never expected myself to train kids either, but like I, you know, I'm certified in sports conditioning too and athletic conditioning. So that helped me be able to train the younger kids too. But there's just so many different populations that I've worked with over the years. Elderly, I worked in PT, physical therapy offices. So yeah, there's been so many different ones.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, to get such fulfillment from your work.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, one last question before we go into rapid fire questions. I know that you have a membership model as well as people could stream online for your videos. How did you come about with that model for your business?
Well, during COVID, I did not have the website set up right away. So everybody was just like Zelling me or Venmoing me. And I'm like, this is way too confusing. I had a spreadsheet. And I was keeping track because people would buy packs of the classes. And because at first they were just paying me per class. I'm like, let me do a 5-pack, a 10-pack, and unlimited per month. But I had to keep track of all these names in a spreadsheet. And after each class, who came, marking it off, I'm like, I can't do this. So, you know, I really thought about maybe getting like Mind Body for signups, but they take like a cut of your money. So I'm like, what can I do? And a few people were like, don't get your own website. It's so tedious to build one. But I did find the right company. I went through like 3 different people to try to build this website. And I finally, the third and final charm. They were able to do it. It was a lot to get it set up because it sends Zoom links out. You can view on demands on there. So it took them a good, like, I want to say 7 or 8 months to build and have it really work correctly. But it's so much less stressful that it keeps track of everything for me. I don't have to worry about, you know, who did what class when and marking it off on a spreadsheet. People buy the packages on there, they pay on their credit card, and it's all automated.
That's awesome. I know it's like an engine what you have.
Yes.
And you know, it's so important to own your own property, your intellectual property.
Yes.
And you know, people always say that build your list, build your newsletter list from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't depend on social media. And I know you're very active on social media, but it's great that you have a strong website where individuals stay on your website.
I do have the newsletters. I send them out usually twice a month. I do newsletters.
That's awesome. So now we're heading on to rapid fire questions. Are you excited?
Okay.
All right. Favorite smoothie?
Chocolate peanut butter.
Ooh, that sounds really good. Is that on your website, the recipe for that?
I actually, yeah, that was one of my blogs that I just did. It was a chocolate peanut butter smoothie. And it's a protein one, though. It is a protein-based shake, but yes.
That sounds really good. I have to check it out. Favorite workout routine?
I want to say my Let's Work. Combination of bar and Pilates, low-impact cardio.
Nice. Oh, favorite movie?
Oh, favorite movie. Let's go with Pretty Woman, the classic.
Oh, that is a good movie.
Yeah.
Favorite vacation?
When we went for our honeymoon, I would hands down go back again.
Where's that?
Italy.
Oh, Italy. Oh.
Italy.
I've never heard anyone
say
anything
for,
badly about Italy.
Yeah, we went there on our honeymoon. It was just amazing.
Nice. And the last question is, if you can spend an afternoon on a veranda with anyone living or deceased, who would it be?
Ooh, okay. I think that's the hardest one that you did with me. Anyone living or deceased. So I would have to take my husband with me for sure and my cat.
It could be anybody.
Oh, now I can hear you again. I want to say my husband, the cat, our cat Abby. Probably my sister and her husband, so we can do like double dates and stuff like that. And then I think like I would have to invite the grandparents that are deceased. That would be my grandmother and grandfather on my dad's side. And then for my husband, he would love to see his deceased grandparents too. So I think that would be the ultimate.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. That's really good. I haven't heard that one before, but that's awesome.
Aww.
That sounds like that would be a really nice veranda party. Well, Kara, thank you for joining us on the Veranda Entrepreneur Podcast. Can you please share with the listeners how they can get fit, learn more about you, do a workout, your social handles as well?
Sure. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for having me on. The best way to connect with me is through my website because my socials are already on there right at the top of the website. So that's www.cgmfit.com, cgmfit.com. And you can get a free live Zoom class. If you can't make the live times, you could do a free on-demand recording. The instructions are right on the homepage of the website, but you can either add the live class or the recording to your cart. And when you go to check out, there'll be a code box and you'll just type in welcome CGM in capital letters. But that code is right on the homepage of the website and you can get your first class free.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And again, check out Kara at her website, cgmfit.com. And there is loads of information on there, testimonials, recorded workouts, classes, and a great blog with lots of information.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And thanks for being on.